God bless you and welcome to the Church of God of Prophecy in Hoboken, New Jersey podcast. It is your brother Amado Mendoza and accompanied by my wife Jennifer. Today we want to share a word of hope, a word of peace, and a word that I believe will encourage you out there in such a way that you'll begin to praise the Lord and thank Him. Thank God that I'm saved. Thank God that I am redeemed. Thank God that I am blood washed. Hallelujah. And that His love and mercy is with us. Amen. So, in this moment of intimacy with God, that is the title of this podcast, Intimacy with God, because we believe that we can be intimate with God through His Word, through His Spirit, through the truth that He has revealed. So, in other words, the purpose is to get closer to Him. So welcome to the podcast from Hoboken Kogab. Glory of God. So now the text that I want to read today, Jennifer, is found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 9. And it says, "For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live with Him. Therefore, encourage one another, build one another up, just as you are doing." So, you know, Paul is writing to the people of the Thessalonians. He's writing to them because they have been going through horrendous trials, and they, you know, are very fearful that those who have passed away before them, I'm going to miss the return of the Lord. So in the previous chapter, verse 4, Paul was basically telling them that they are not going to miss the rapture, but that they will be caught up together with them, and that they will be met up with them in the clouds with the Lord, and they will be with them together, and that they should not grieve as those who do not know the Lord. In other words, those who do not have the Lord have no hope, but they that have the Lord have hope, and their family, whoever has passed away, that they will meet them again in the air, in the clouds, and they will be together with the Lord forever. Now, he begins in chapter 5, he says that, "Concerning the times and the seasons, brothers, you have no need to have anything written to you." It is interesting because that's the same thing that he told the disciples when he was going up. He told them that they asked him, "Hey, you're going to restore Israel this time?" And Jesus Christ said to them, "It is not for you to know the seasons of the times which the Father had reserved to Himself." But he said, "But wait until you are filled with power from on high," which is speaking about the Holy Spirit, which is with us and has been with us and will continue to be with us until the end, the Holy Spirit. So he's writing this to encourage them, to build them up, to so that they can understand that there is a distinction between us and those who do not know the Lord, between us and the world. The good news is, if anybody's out there and you say, "Well, God is making a distinction, God is making a separation," all you have to do is say yes to Jesus. Yes to Jesus, and you will be part of that fat, great family, the family that has the living hope, which is Christ Jesus. Now, he adds, "You have no need to have anything written to you, for you yourself are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pain comes upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape." Jennifer, I notice in this text it says that while they are saying peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them. And there was a lot of optimism about this new year, 2020. Even now, so we have plans to go to the assembly that was going to be held in Florida. But yet, the Lord had other plans. Plans that have touched the deepest parts of our hearts in all the nations, because even though things were looking amazing, suddenly this virus came upon us, COVID-19, and it's taken away that security, it's taken away that peace. And what do you think about that?
That's actually a good question. In this text where it says there is peace and security, that saying is when you at least expect it. You know, it's like you wake up, you see the sun, and you say to yourself, wow, it's very sunny outside. Let me go outside and, you know, if you have kids, you say, let's go outside and go play. So you take out the kids, hey, let's go play. And all of a sudden, this just starts raining and gets cold out of nowhere.
Okay.
You know, so it's just, I believe
like
it's like similar to that is, you know, things come when you least expect it. Yes, our plans are not God's plans, and God's plans sometimes doesn't align with ours. But our main focus this year is like God shifted our plans. We were, most of us were making already plans to go on vacation. Most of us was already making plans to go elsewhere. But at the same time, God's like, no, my coming is coming. I'm coming to go pick up my people. And I have to create, I have to do something in order for to have my true people come to me. So
good. So
I actually explained this to, we talked a little bit about this last night when I was
with
doing
youth,
Bible study within the youth.
We're using Zoom.
Yeah.
Cool.
It was pretty cool. And we were talking about this in regards to, this is the time where God, not that God brought this virus upon us, but that God allowed this to happen for us to actually reconnect with God. A season of, you know, of looking for God, seeking God, repenting. For some of us who, you know, sometimes we go through, and it's the, that's just the fact of life sometimes, where we tend to go on and we push God to a side, and we say, God, you know, I'll talk to you later, and you just continue about your day because we're so busy. But now people are home, they're quarantining. You have teachers, you have principals, you have students.
Yes.
Also, right now is a reflective of, oh man, I need to know what I'm going to do with my life.
Yeah, it's a divine interruption. That's Tony
exactly.
Evans said that God is interrupting everything that we have called to be normal, the way that we travel, the places that we go, how we even deal with one another in a social way. You know, we have to be 6 feet apart. We have to speak through a glass. We have to wear gloves. We have to use hand sanitizer. We need to protect, we need to make sure that we don't bring out in the germs and the viruses from outside. So many things have changed. We can't even congregate in the church, something that we didn't even plan for this. We were not even thinking that this was going to happen.
And the interesting part is that in even congregating, we, some of us even took that for granted.
Yes.
You know, we have church every Sunday. Oh, we have church every other day. Or, oh, we have church. But now, there's really, no one can congregate in a congregation.
It's true. People are starving for that connection.
Mm-hmm.
They miss their brothers and sisters. And they are realizing that they have to seek God for themselves. In other words, that if you were cold, you're going to get colder. If you were warm, you're going to get warmer. If you were hot for Jesus, you're going to get hotter for Jesus. If you were righteous, you're going to get even more righteous. And it's funny because the Bible does speak about that. If you're holy, be holy more. If you're righteous, be more righteous. If you're filthy, be filthy even more. So you're going to, when a person is placed in a situation like this, their true self is going to be revealed. Like the people who want to be closer to Jesus, No one's going to stop them. They're going to look for Jesus no matter if anybody, if no one is pushing them. They're going to push themselves to get closer to Jesus. So he says in verse 4, "But you're not in darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you like a thief." Now, it's interesting that he says that, because in the beginning of the text, he says that we are not, concerning the times and the seasons, brothers, you have no need to have anything written to you. For you yourself are fully aware that that day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night, while people are saying there is peace and security. Now, there's something different about a believer that has a connection with God, and that is that the Holy Spirit dwells within them. And I believe, just as you have spoken before, that during this time, those who are filled with the Holy Spirit, those who have a relationship with Jesus, will seek Him even harder and get themselves ready for the return of the Lord. They know that there's something about this. Now, why we're not in darkness? We're not in darkness because the Holy Spirit is in us, because His Word is in us. It doesn't mean that we know the day, but we shouldn't be surprised about that day, because the one that dwells in us is not surprised. He knows the day and the hour, and He knows how to prepare the church for the bride. Now, it's amazing, because Jesus Christ came to do a work, and He did it perfectly. The Father did a work, and He did it perfectly. The Holy Spirit is doing a work, and He is going to do it perfectly.
Who else to do it than Him, right?
Exactly. So, the Holy Spirit, He who has begun a good work will perfect it in you. That's what the Bible says. So, I believe that Christ, the Spirit of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, is perfecting His church. Wow. God's ways are not our ways. Who would have thought that doing that requires for us not to be in church?
Yeah. So, and when you just said that, so it could work, but it could look both ways. Those people that took to congregate for advantage, and then there's people that just congregate for other people.
Yes.
Except for congregate with God. So, like I mentioned before, this is a time where God is calling His true people to, hey guys, I'm coming, get yourself right. I mean, what better, like, you know, I'm look at the whole vibe and everything that's taking place, and I'm saying, what better era we are living in, where we have, even though yes, things might be looking cloudy, but we have, you know, a lot of pastors who are pouring out the word. We have a lot of teachers that are pouring out the word. And I'm talking about social media. You know, a lot of people. This is a time where you have no excuse, really.
Yes.
We have to feed our souls with something, and the word, of course. But it's great to have great teachers, great pastors that are giving the word on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. And they're being bold by going into the media and proclaiming the truth of the gospel. And it's interesting, because more people are being reached through media than they have been reaching through their churches.
My point exactly.
And our general overseer said, "I'm very proud of Sam Clemens. I'm proud of the pastors, because they stepped up and they're going into the media, using the media to proclaim the gospel." He said, "More people have heard the gospel than all the years that they've been in the four walls in the churches." Now, did God know that when He brought this COVID-19, when He allowed COVID-19 to come, that we were going to have this technology? Did He know all these things, that we were going to? He had the stage set or ready for that. When this happened, we still have a way to communicate. We still have a way to reach the people from using this technology to spread His word. It's amazing, because through this, God has compelled us to preach the gospel. in a broader way, even in a bigger way, in a broader way. And it's incredible. For you are not in darkness, brothers, of that day to surprise you. And he says, for you are all children of the light, children of the day. We are not of the night or the darkness. So then let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. In other words, he's saying, I want you to pay attention to what's happening. I want you to be awake. It's funny how there's a term now that the young people use, and it's called awoke. Oh, this person, when they say, oh, he's speaking through knowledge, he's speaking something, and he's awoke. He's awoke. And it's funny because Jesus Christ said this, the Holy Spirit said this many thousand, well, a couple thousand years, 2,000 years. He says, be awake, be alert, be sober. A person that's drunk passes out, and they don't even know where they are when they wake up. They're like, whoa, what happened? Wow. They don't even know what they did. So God said, I want you to be alert. When these things are happening, I want you to be alert. So more than ever, we must be alert. We need to pay attention to what God is doing. There's a song that says, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season. My wife is holding her head. Don't do it without me. So he's saying, whatever you're doing in this season, the pastor said, don't do it without me. Let me know what you're doing. So God is revealing to his church what he's doing. Now, I want everybody to hear this. And Jennifer, hear this one. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. That brings me so much joy, because a lot of us were scared because of this COVID-19. Right now, the death toll in the United States is about 1,700 people, and about 100,000 have been infected. It's scary. Real people are dying. Real people are sick. Sin has a real consequence. And God says to his church, to us, that he has not destined us for wrath. And that gives me peace, because even though this thing is ugly and horrendous, God will protect his people. God will deliver his church. And that's the only thing that we're waiting for. This is the next thing in the calendar of God, which is the rapture of the church.
In other words, God has never left us alone.
Exactly. God has not left us alone. How does that make you feel? The way it says that he has not appointed us to wrath.
I mean, it says it right there. He has not appointed. He's not. He didn't say. He's saying that.
Destined us.
As a whole, he's saying that our future is not for wrath. Our future is not to be away from him. Our future is to be with him.
Amen.
And that's, of course, through having faith through Jesus Christ.
It's amazing because Paul says, for God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with him. Speaking about actually dying, being, you know, those who died already, or which the Bible calls Christians who die, believers who die, asleep. Their bodies are sleeping. It says, whether we're awake or asleep, we might live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you're doing. So that's what we're doing right now through this. We're building each other up. We're celebrating the fact that God has not appointed his church unto wrath. Hey, friends, there is salvation, there is hope, there is freedom, and our Redeemer will come to pick up his church, and we will be transformed, and we will be delivered from the wrath that is to come. So trust Jesus now while you have time. Trust in Jesus now that this is the day of salvation. Trust him and come to him. This has been Amado Mendoza from Moment of Intimacy with God from the Church of God of Prophecy in Hoboken, New Jersey, and my wife, Jennifer
Mendoza.
Amen. God bless you guys.
Bye.